But the final thing I would say is the drugs are getting a little bit better. Our understanding of the molecular biology is getting better. I do think we're about to see a revolution, and we talked about this a little bit last time when I was visiting you in Florida, in these stem cell pathway inhibitors. And this is something we've been dedicating our career to here at the UCSF. But cancer, truthfully, I think will be proved to be part of, if not all of, driven by a stem cell population. Because these are the cells that stay with you all your life. These are the cells that are exposed to all the carcinogens over time that can be with you long enough, whether it's in the crypt of your intestine or the crypt of respiratory epithelium in your airway or the breast, you know, it's epithelium, that those stem cells, when they acquire enough mutations, stem cells are semi-immortalized cells anyway. They're the ones that cause the trouble and eventually seed cancer. And a lot of this biology has been worked out in the liquid tumors, you know, through leukemias, et cetera, and it's beginning to bear fruit. But these new inhibitors, and, you know, for people who haven't heard it, these hedgehog inhibitors that are coming online, there was some exciting press on some basal cell tumors at ASCO last spring with very impressive response rates. But nonetheless, drugs that target these pathways are beginning to hit prime time, at least to go into INDs and clinical testing. We have been working for a long time on a developmental pathway, and cancer is a problem of development, basically, gone awry, and that's the Wnt signaling pathway, which is a developmental pathway that comes out of actually flies, and it stands for Wnt, which is the wingless pathway, and basically, if you're a fly and you don't have this gene, you have literally a bad day, because a fly without wings is a depressed fly. But the point is, you know, we learn a lot about the basic biology of all cells, especially stem cells and cancer cells, from simpler, quote-unquote, organisms like a fly or a zebrafish. Every tumor we've looked at, Neil, whether it's a lung cancer, colon cancer, breast, and ironically, we learned it from mesothelioma a decade ago, express these Wnt stem cell signals. So that's exciting, and the normal cells don't. So except for a few, you know, small percentage of the stem cell population. So the question is, can you make drugs that can target it? Can you make drugs that can target hedgehog? And there are only four or five of these fundamental pathways, Notch, hedgehog, Wnt, BMP. And there are companies now, both biotech as well as startup companies and big pharma, that are developing inhibitors to these pathways that look at least in the mouse, now going into, you know, primate testing and actually into patients to look to be kind of promising.